أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا حذقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 68, 69 and 70 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam delivered his message. The people understood the message of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. However, within themselves, their arrogance, their transgression did not allow them to turn towards Allah, accept Allah and worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wahdahu la sharika la. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam presented Tawheed, they began to say amongst themselves, qalu hadhiqu, burn him, wansuru adihatakum, and assist, help your idols, your deities, in kuntum fa'ilin, if there is something that you are really going to do. In Ma'alimut Tanzil, there is a lengthy riwayat with regards to the happenings after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam invited them, and much of it is consistent with the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that they first imprisoned Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for a period of time, and then they began to make a little structure in which they began to kindle and light this fire. In this narration, people became so enthusiastic about this fire that even those that were sick began to come out and collect the firewood to put into this fire. Even the women that would spin the yarn and make the cloth, whatever profits they had, that also they contributed towards this fire and the firewood that will be used for this fire. Nonetheless, a time had passed in which they had made the structure and they began to light up this fire. And in this narration, for 7 days, they fanned this fire. The fire was so huge and so large that an animal passing by would not survive. That animal will die. In this riwayat, also, it is stated that it was sufficient to have a little fire and throw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into that little fire. But the enmity, the hatred towards Ibrahim alayhi salam, the message of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this love and enthusiasm that they had for the idols overpowered all of that. And now the issue was that when this fire was so huge and so large, no one could go near the fire. So how would they place Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire? No one had the ability to go close to it. At that time, Iblis Shaitan came, and Iblis Shaitan then instructed them to caterpillar Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into this fire. In the narration, it is narrated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the angels, the malaika, the free choice to do whatever. So hence, the angels in charge of water came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam before he was catapulted into this fire, and they said, we will render whatever assistance. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's response, the very simple response, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. In the narration, the angels of the wind had come, and again they offered their assistance, and again Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's response, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. In this narration, slightly differently with regards to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had also come to Ibrahim alayhi salam to offer his assistance. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's response was that I do not require any help, any assistance whatsoever. Now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then advised Ibrahim alayhi salam that why don't you turn towards Allah and ask from Allah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's response, my Allah is all seeing, my Allah is all knowing, is all aware. He knows about the situation, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will do whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires to do. And in this narration then, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was catapulted into this fire, and the hukam and command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا. O fire, we said, O fire, become bard. Bard actually means cold. But then again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not want Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to go through any discomfort whatsoever. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala added wasalaman and peaceful, in other words, comfortable for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. His clothes were removed before he was catapulted, and hence in this state Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was placed upon this fire. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. They had intended a plan, a plot, a scheme. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. Then we had made it a loss. In other words, we made them to lose insofar as this plan and scheme is concerned, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this fire did not burn, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed his qudrat. In one narration, had seen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this fire, and he had seen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in ease, peace and comfort. And hence we learn the very important lesson, the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will supersede every other power and might. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.